I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Flanta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 15th, 2017.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, as you said, it was Monday, May 15th this morning. I realized, you know, we're halfway through May, and it's been, what, it's 5 months into the year now? I mean, it just seems like a few weeks ago that it was Christmas.
Didn't it go by so quickly?
Yeah, now it'll be June, and then that's like halfway through the year, and then it'll
and
be
then
summer.
We're done.
Yeah. So
it
just gets by. Time does go by so quickly.
It really does.
And yesterday was Mother's Day, so a belated happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
And I saw your post about this on Facebook. I mean, you wrote something lovely because you are a mother of two.
Mm-hmm.
But you also paid tribute to your own mom and your grandma.
Yes, of course, and my mom was a single mom too, and. My grandmother wasn't. My grandpa's still around. But, they helped shape the person that I am today. So it's important that I recognize them. Not that I don't every day, but today, not today, but Mother's Day, even more so is important to remember them and just, you know, kind of give them an extra bit of love for all that they've taught me and kind of guided me and a show of appreciation. And to all the other, you know, mothers and non-mothers, I think it's just like a day of solidarity for women in general almost.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any caretakers or anything. What did you and you get up to for Mother's Day?
My mom and I, we went for lunch. And then, So it was a nice afternoon, I guess, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so it's important for us kids to recognize that. But you see, since you're a mom, do you feel that the rest of the year, other than this one day in the year when it's your day, if you will, that you are unrecognized by your kids?
Oh no, my kids are they're great. Actually, especially the younger one, Sophia. She's always writing me little notes and cards, telling me how much she loves me all the time. So no, I feel like, it was just a little nicer. Today I mean, Mother's Day is every day for us here, kind of, but she made me a card with, like, pop-up flowers and stuff. So she's really excited about that. So it's cute to see her get excited when she makes me stuff. I don't feel like it was any different than any other day. I always feel like they recognize me, and based on the cards and the words that they write, I can tell that, you know, I am appreciated. So
yeah, well, that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good that you don't feel like you're being abused, or, you know, not abused, but you know what I mean, that you're being...
Not yet, anyway. I don't know what will happen when I get older.
Or you're being taken for granted, if you will.
Yeah, not at all. I don't, yeah. It's nice to know, and even at their young age, that they still recognize my contributions to them. But, their cards are really funny. I mean, I think what I was happiest about was that they appreciate my humor and how funny I am.
So they get that from you then, right?
Obviously. Because sometimes they don't laugh at, well, not they, I should say, Simone.
Yeah.
Doesn't laugh at my jokes.
Well, she's older and you're lame at this point, right?
That's just ridiculous. She proved that in her card. She said I was funny and that I make her laugh.
Well, oh, there you go.
Ha, see?
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm hilarious.
Well, as she gets older, because she's in grade 8 now, as she gets older in the high school, you will get unfunny and lame and boring and uncool. It's probably the worst part, isn't it?
It's kind of a fear I have. I'm not sure if it's, I mean, for me, if that's possible, but but we'll see, you know. I think I'm pretty cool. That might just be me being lame in itself, me thinking that I'm cool. But,
So we talked last week about the election, and you mentioned that at her high school, our old high school, Tupper, they were having a vote, too.
Yes.
And so did you get a chance to see what the result was at Tupper?
Yeah, so actually the NDP came in strong.
Yeah.
And the Green Party came in second.
Oh, that's a big surprise. Yeah, the Bob Kronbauer post, I think it was Bob Kronbauer. No, someone else posted this. That the overwhelming majority of high school kids had voted NDP Green, and then the Liberals were like in third in a very low ranking. And then I said, well, what happens to these kids as they get older that number changes, that figure changes? Because some people do vote Liberal as they get older, right, or vote Conservative or the right-wing parties.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob from VancouverIsAwesome.com says they start paying taxes. I think that's the...
Well, I was going to say they start becoming working citizens and paying taxes. And
your mind changes politically?
Well, yeah, kind of like who's taking my money and where the hell is it going? It's kind of, you know, the question. And how they decide who's best to handle that is then the deciding factor, I assume, is how they vote.
You know, it's funny, the election was last Tuesday. We were talking about it last week because it was a day away. But, I mean, so much has happened in this last week that it seems like a lifetime ago that it was Tuesday
night. It really
does. And the election. I mean, what were you watching election night?
I was watching it on CBC.
Yeah, that was my go-to. That's my go-to every night
at
6.
And that fellow, like I said, did you say it was Andrew?
Andrew Chang, yeah.
Andrew Chang. I just really enjoyed watching him.
He's our age. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah.
No, I was going to text you at one point through the evening and say, this Andrew guy is just so, in like, he's just makes me want to watch.
Yeah, well,
like,
that
got me on the edge of my seat here.
Yeah, but I mean, I know he got a lot of criticism, not a lot, I shouldn't say, but some people criticized him on Twitter because he was selling it as a horse race or as a competition.
It is.
It's an election, you know, and
maybe that's why it was exciting.
Yeah, maybe, but I thought that the rest of the folks on that broadcast. I'm a fan of that broadcast, so I like all those folks like Stephen Quinn and and Dan Burritt and Richard Zussman, who the reporter was fantastic election night. He's one of the better reporters I saw there. But I that was my go-to CBC, and then I flipped about and I watched a bit of CTV and Global.
Right. Right.
I like Global because they have Keith Baldry.
Right.
And CTV has great reporters. So, CBC was my go-to, and yeah, it was exciting to see because the previous election it was all settled within about an hour and a half. At 9:30, you knew that she'd won, but this time it was a lot closer, and we didn't know until about
until
11 or midnight. You
right.
know, what was happening. But it was the first, I guess, the one.
And
of the
we still technically don't know.
No, it's a, what is it, 43 Liberal, 41 NDP, 3 Green, and you need 44 to form a majority government.
Right.
So at this point, it's a minority government for the Liberals. But I think people suspect, because they've got these absentee ballots to count, that she'll get that seat that she needs. And then she'll form the government. But, I mean, it'll be a very tight 4 years. I mean, it could be, who knows? It may not even be 4 years. It might be 18 months. It might be 2 years.
Think so.
And, because I think if she has big plans, she'll want to go to the people and get a strong mandate. Because if she wants to do anything in the interim, she'll need to get the support.
She needs to have that support.
From the NDP or the Greens.
Right.
So she'll need to do, you know, horse trade and negotiate, but
good old-fashioned negotiation. Yeah,
but it's funny. Election night, about midnight, I guess all three of them spoke, and we heard that night three victory speeches. She claimed she won, and the two other guys claimed they won. And you know, you don't really have that on election night. Usually, you don't. You know, you have someone who wins and someone who loses. But they all claim victory, and so that was unique, I guess. And, well, British Columbian politics is always unique. So.
It's just how, that's just, I mean, it really goes to show how split we are as British Columbians, right?
Yeah. And I mean,
it was really eye-opening.
Yeah, and you see the difference between rural and urban.
Right.
And what older people vote for and what younger people vote for.
and what's impacting people.
North and south, you know.
Yeah, no, it really, it's really showing some interesting facts here. I mean, I am surprised. This is kind of precedent setting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've not seen anything like this happen before in politics. Not that I followed politics, you know, closely my whole life. And really, how much of life do we have? We're still young.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting position to be in right now politically, and to kind of watch this whole thing unfold.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see where it goes.
Yeah, she didn't win. I mean, she technically won the night because she has more seats than the other people, and
right.
her party won more votes than the other.
In that sense, if we're looking. Yeah.
But Horgan didn't win either because, I mean, he did pick up seats from the previous election. But, I mean, if she was as bad as everyone says she is, he should have beat her decisively, and he didn't.
Well, this is what I'm saying. That's kind of where I'm, you know, the disappointment comes in for me.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, we're just so divided as British Columbians, right? She still clearly has quite a large fan base.
Yeah, and the other thing is she went all over the province where he didn't. He concentrated on Surrey and
yeah.
The tolls and, you know, that seat up north in Skeena. That's been an NDP seat forever.
Yeah, no, there's probably a lot more area he could have covered.
And he chose not to, and I think that's why he didn't win.
And I'm wondering if that was some sort of a plan.
Yeah, well, it was obviously deliberate because everyone said that to win this election you needed to win Surrey, and
right,
they did pick
strategy.
They did pick up some seats in Surrey.
Right.
They defeated Fassbender in Langley.
Yeah.
So they picked that seat up. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think they thought
more.
Yeah, they thought that they could win just the Lower Mainland. But they didn't think about up north or I mean, he didn't go north of I can't remember, someone said what city he didn't go north of. He traveled half the province only. And I think who knows if he could have won it, but I think symbolically, it didn't look.
Who knows?
Good.
Maybe it could have changed some. Maybe it could have changed some votes for him. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he could have
in
favor. If he kept that Skeena seat, he'd be up 42.
Right.
Today, so I mean, that's one or two seats there that he could have, you know, run play there. It didn't. Kamloops. I mean, Kamloops is always a bellwether in terms of whoever wins. The election always wins Kamloops, whether that's
Kamloops,
the NDP or
yep.
Socred. So she won that because I guess she visited there. So
yeah, see, that's you got to know your base. I mean,
and did you amongst the people that you talked to, did you find that they went out and voted? Because I mean, voter turnout did go up, but not you know, wasn't terribly impressive in terms of the increase.
Most people I talked to did go out and vote. Mind you, I think, you know, in the position I'm in, I don't know how many people would actually admit to me that they didn't vote.
Yeah, because you work with people who are in a union,
yeah.
Right?
I'm in the movement. So the expectation is that people that I know, I would hope that you voted.
Mm-hmm.
I know my grandma voted.
Mm-hmm.
I know my grandpa's really sick right now. And I didn't ask him if he voted. I was going to ask him. But I feel like my grandma would make sure that he got a vote in.
Yeah. So we were talking last week about voter turnout, and there was an increase in the advance voting. But
I hope my brothers voted.
And they're younger than us, though, right?
They are younger
yeah.
than us, but they're of voting age. So
yeah.
Hope they use that. But, yeah, voter turnout. So did you see the final numbers? Because I saw something like 62%.
Yeah, it's about 60%, I thought.
Okay.
So that the previous election was 57 or 58. So that's an increase of
2%. It's a bit of an increase, but it's still,
The last federal election was 60... No, it was about... I can't remember, wasn't it 68, 70%, somewhere around that, the one that Justin Trudeau
federal,
won?
Federal election?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The voter turnout exploded from 2015 to 2013 from the previous election. So
I'm just never very impressed with the voter turnout numbers.
I mean, so the only people that really show up for advance polls, I mean, everyone makes a big, and it annoys me that they make a big deal about it, that people show, like, advance voting had increased in this current election. But those are the people that are inclined to vote anyway. It's not, it doesn't mean anything. It's just people who will vote choose to vote early. It doesn't mean an increase in general. I mean, there's a slight increase of 2%. Maybe you could credit that to Trevor Linden.
And his commercials and
those ads, yeah. But I mean,
thank you, Trevor.
But you would think that Trevor Linden would bring in more than. Well, I guess it was a bad year for hockey, so.
Exactly. So really, is he the greatest example? I mean, maybe if they use Steve Nash, he's no longer. Is he still? Well, he's not giving up his citizenship, has he?
I don't think he lives here. Or if he does, well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Does he still have those gyms here?
Well, I think there was actually a lawsuit because there's some. Something fell through with the partnership between him and the guys that own the club. So I think his name has been removed from the club name. But yeah, maybe if they, you know, amped it up with a little more star power, I don't know.
David Foster?
Maybe that would have done it. Yeah,
or Michael Bublé, I guess.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Seth Rogen.
Devote? Exactly. See, we should actually be on this campaign. We should be a part of this campaign.
Well, they had Miss 604, and the guy from Daily Hive, Farhan Muhammad, from previous Van City Buzz. They were in the commercials or the ads that I saw online, at least on Facebook.
People don't really know who they are as people of this generation, but you know, not everybody else does.
Yeah.
I'm also interested to find out, like, you know, do people on, you know, addicts or people that are in SROs or, you know, no fixed address.
They get to vote, yeah.
And I'm like, how are they getting there? Is there assistance for them? Are we counting the numbers of people that don't have addresses that are voting?
Yeah, there's a system that you can, like in polls in the downtown east side, if you're vouched by someone in the community.
Okay.
So there's a process where they sign a bunch of things, and then they can have a vote. Very few people, I think, are turned away at the polls. This is not like, you know, some third world country or some dictatorship where, you know, people the voters are suppressed at the polls or anything like that. I think... So I think people even who live, you know, in the downtown east side of no fixed address, I think, are able to vote.
And I hope they are encouraged to vote and it's made, you know, very accessible to them. Those numbers count.
Yeah.
We need all the numbers we can get. So it's not over yet.
So, yeah, we'll find out in the next week or so what the final number is. But I suspect...
24th, right? May 24th.
The week of the 22nd.
Yeah.
So I suspect that she will get her majority, 44, possibly 45 seats. But, you know, I mean, you listen to her election night, she understood what the result meant. And, you know, I suspect she'll work with Weaver. And they'll work together on various issues. But there is a wrinkle between those two because, I mean, she's for pipelines and he's not.
And that's not their thing, yeah.
Yeah, so, but on...
That'll be interesting.
On most economic things, for example, he voted with all of her budgets.
Right, so they are in line in that sense.
So it... and it'll be interesting to see, and it'll be interesting to see if the NDP... wants to fight another election. I mean, these elections are very expensive, and she has a lot of money. Her party has a lot of money. So Horgan can say the wrap is still on the bus. You know, the bus is painted with their slogans, and he can have that bus go on again. But still, I don't think he's got the money. The NDP has the money to run another election this soon.
I feel like the money's there.
Yeah, all your union guys will pitch in.
Well, exactly. But right?
but unfortunately, she's outspending the other party 2-1, 3-1, because she's got all this foreign money.
Corporate dollars and foreign money. Yeah.
So, I mean,
understandably,
she went into the election with like $10 million, and the NDP had like less than half of that. So, I mean, they still ran a campaign. Maybe that's why he couldn't fly out up north. He didn't have enough money.
Maybe. I mean, but also it goes to show. I mean, she spent $10 million, and like you said, the NDP didn't have as much.
I don't know if she spent all the $10 million. She probably
if she had that much,
yeah.
Know, I mean. I'm not sure, you know, based on the campaign she ran, it still looks like they still come head to head, so.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I guess, is it the dollar amount that really matters?
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, though, I mean, it wasn't an over, I mean, if she was as bad as people say she is or was, the NDP didn't close the deal there, you know?
No, you're right. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. Well, it'll be. I mean, you just look at. I mean, the NDP will need to win 3 seats at least. I don't see where those seats are coming from. I mean, that Cowich and Ladysmith is one seat that the NDP is leading with 9 votes at the moment.
Yes.
That's you know, if they lose that, that's you know that'll be 4 seats that they'll need. And I don't know where they pull the other 3 seats, you know. So, but anyway, well, we'll figure this out, I guess, in the fall when we come back, because this is the last episode of the season, if you will. We started in September and we're ending in mid-May. We'll break for the summer and we'll be back in the fall.
And have a lovely summer and.
But this has been fun, hasn't it? I mean, this has been the second year that we've done this.
Yeah, it's getting better. It seems like it's getting better every year.
We're getting a lot of feedback from people and retweets on Twitter.
That's always great.
So
lots of stuff to talk about.
And I look at the numbers. People are listening. I mean, they're listening just as much as you know some of the interviews. So it's numbers-wise, it's doing well. So, yeah. So
that's great. So we've got the summer to think of some new ideas and come up with some new concepts.
Yeah, that'll be fun, and we'll be back, yeah, and so we'll keep in touch, but you'll have a good summer,
oh, yeah,
I hope.
Oh, always.
You have plans yet, or?
No, you know what? I think we're going to really, you know, lay low this summer. Maybe try to do some camping, because we didn't get to do any camping last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see us traveling anywhere. We're going to try and do this new concept of saving kind of money throughout the year so we can go on a family trip for Christmas.
Mm. Like somewhere hot for Christmas?
Yeah, preferably. Because, yeah, you know, just the three of us, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty rough winter the last couple of years at least have been pretty cold here.
Yeah, we've gotten a bit screwed, right? So.
Yeah.
And especially, I mean, look at it. It was just hailing in Kelowna, I saw the other day.
That's right, yeah.
So I think we deserve a nice, warm treat this year. How about yourself?
I don't know. I you know, it's one day at a time. Well, they're not really that many book sales
in the
summer, no.
Well, that's probably, I would think, the best time to go.
Yeah, but yeah, well, I don't know.
Either way, we'll connect. We'll definitely be going for drinks at some time during the summer.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
Yeah, definitely patio drinks and reconnecting and planning for the fall.
Yeah, this has been fun, so I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's 2 P's in a podcast for Monday, May 15th, 2017.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back this fall.